How about those Chiefs? In case you didn't know, you're in the playoffs.
Hey, it took us a long time to get it.
Long time to get it, baby.
Everybody should be proud of yourself and proud of the man next to you, man. We a family, man.
Everybody ain't able.
Sit off strong. Everybody ain't able, but we here.
Hey, fam, on two. One, two.
Family.
Welcome to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Yep, the Chiefs are in the playoffs, but there's still a lot of work to do in the regular season, including this week, the last regular season home game against the Colts. It's ironic. It was 1 year ago this week the Chiefs hosted the Colts. But how different does the Chiefs' kingdom look this year? We're going to get you ready for the Colts game. We'll talk with Jeff Schwartz, one of the most interesting guys on this team, and he's done such a great job of plugging in at different spots on the offensive line. He'll talk about the young offensive line, what it's like to block for Jamaal Charles, and it's maybe the most improved position group over the last month of the season. And with our coach's corner, speaking of Jamaal Charles, we'll have his position coach, Eric Bieniemy. We'll talk about Jamal's progress in every facet of his game. And Jamaal just might now have a vice president and maybe a secretary of state. We'll talk about the rest of the running back core. And then later in the show, the Chiefs organization has always been about trying to help those who need it the most, especially during the holidays. But first, let's go under the helmet with the guy who's had to play right guard, left guard, and right tackle, Jeff Schwartz. Kansas City has swept the Raiders for the first time in 7 years. Kansas City is headed to the postseason as they beat the Oakland Raiders 56-31.
I think we're pretty satisfied after putting out 56 points. And it was a real team effort. You know, we had a lot of short field created by, you know, defense forcing turnovers and special teams making big plays. And especially, you know, to go into Oakland and do that to a rival and to top that and get in the playoffs. So it was a fun locker room.
It's a 49-yard screen pass for a touchdown right out of the gate.
When you come out and you score on the first play of the game with a screen pass, you're going to dial it up more. I don't know if the game plan was to run, you know, three screens in the first seven plays or whatever we did. But when you have success with something, you're going to stick with it. And the coach kept dialing up the plays. I mean, we might have ended up with six or seven screens. So it was definitely a big positive.
They're going to run another screen to Charles. Great block by Hudson inside 10. Touchdown, Kansas City on the left side.
We need to protect up front to give the quarterback time to execute. He might fake right, throw left. And Jamaal does an excellent job of setting up our blocks. We aren't the best in space, and it's nice to have a back that makes you look good out there.
It's a hat trick. The Chiefs run three screens, three touchdowns. Jamaal Charles.
I was told about Jamaal, you know, wait till he gets in space. You'll see him. And as the season has gone on, we've got him in space. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I've blocked for some really good running backs, Adrian Peterson, Jonathan Stewart, D'Angelo Williams. But Jamaal's different than all those guys. His explosion in space is something that's really can be matched. I mean, to score five touchdowns on three screens and one long touchdown, I mean, it's such a pleasure to block for him.
The screen pass has been good to the Chiefs today.
When we first installed the offense, I know we were all excited for it. You know, there's lots of formations, lots of plays, lots of little wrinkles that are exciting for an offensive lineman. It's not just the same thing over and over again. When you have first-year offense, people think that just because you have a whole offseason, you're able to just start running, you know, and it takes time. As we've gone along, you know, you learn how to work with each other. And as the weeks have gone on, the offense has picked up. And so we take pride in that. And it's just a matter of going to work every day and practice and getting better at one thing and you know, get better at the next thing. And we've done a great job of that.
Schwartz will be tackle over tackle on the right of Eric Fisher.
Coming into the season, we had a lot of young guys that have played at least some amount of time. And you add me in there, that's now seven guys that have played. It doesn't happen very often in the NFL where you have seven guys you can count on to play. You know, Donald is a quality starter in this league. You know, I've always thought I can play. Someone gets hurt, I move around, John comes in, and now it's time to plug Donald in, and we just kind of keep going from there. And the offense doesn't miss a beat. Just a matter of guys preparing like professionals every week, and we're doing a great job of that.
The Chiefs' kingdom is headed to the show.
Well, I think when you come off a big win like we just did, we clinch a playoff spot, you might tend to be complacent. I have no doubts that we're going to be ready to go. We're going to prepare the same we do every week. And, you know, the AFC West is still up for grabs, so that's going to be a motivating factor this week. And, of course, you never want to lose at home, so you want to protect our turf. And Indy's a good team. They've won their division, so, you know, it's going to be a good test, and we'll be ready to go.
The atmosphere, the energy, the roar, the vibration, and just super, super loud. It was like my first touchdown. I remember having a headache after I scored the touchdown. It was that loud.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we'll go to the Coach's Corner with running backs coach Eric Bieniemy. And our KCChiefs.com reporter Rachel Sanchi will bring you the focus points for the final home game of the 2013 regular season.
Another Victory Monday. 11 Victory Mondays this year for the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs have won close games. Chiefs have won blowouts. Chiefs have faced adversity and lost three in a row, and they've answered the bell by scoring 101 points in the next 2 weeks.
Well, it's official. The Chiefs are in the playoffs, and they're playing some of their best football of the season, scoring 101 points in the last 2 weeks. But Week 16 brings another tough opponent, the Indianapolis Colts. And the Chiefs will have a lot to prepare for on both sides of the ball leading up to kickoff. Here are the 3 points to focus on for this week's matchup. First, the Colts pass rush. Most of the national attention concerning the Indianapolis Colts usually revolves around second-year starting quarterback Andrew Luck. And with good reason. He's one of the best young players in the NFL. And many expect him to be one of the league's all-time greats by the time his career is over. But there's a bigger story in Indy this year, and it comes from the other side of the ball. Robert Mathis, the 11-year veteran out of Alabama A&M, is having his best season as a pro, leading the league in sacks through 15 games with 16.5. Last week, he broke the Colts' single-season and career sack records when he brought down Texans quarterback Case Keenum for a safety in the third quarter. Containing number 98 will be a big point of emphasis for the Chiefs this Sunday. Second, the possibility of a rematch. This much we know. The Chiefs and Colts will meet on Sunday at Arrowhead in Week 16 for the same interconference matchup that was originally scheduled last April. But as many are speculating, it's likely that the two teams will meet again in Indy in 2 weeks' time for one of two AFC wildcard games. There's a chance that both the Chiefs and Colts could still improve upon their seeding and gain first-round byes by the time the season is over. But that chance is remote, and come Sunday afternoon, fans will likely be getting a preview of the Chiefs' first-round postseason matchup. Third, Jamal for MVP. The nation took notice last Sunday afternoon as Jamal Charles torched the Raiders' defense for a career-high 195 yards receiving and 5 touchdowns. All he got on Sunday was a cold glass of beer to the face. But by the end of the season, many are saying Jamal could be in contention for the league MVP. He leads all backs and receivers in touchdowns with 18. And is second in yards from scrimmage with 1,836 yards. And if the last 2 weeks are any indication, he's just getting warmed up. Jamal Charles' MVP candidacy is definitely something to keep an eye on in the coming weeks. The Chiefs are playing some of their best football in years. And with some key players returning from injury in the coming weeks and a preview of a potential first-round playoff matchup on Sunday, there's plenty to be excited about in Week 16.
Eric, I have to ask you, how much has Jamal Charles gone to another level?
He's doing a great job. I tell you what, I knew Jamal was a great runner. I knew he can catch the ball out of the backfield. I knew he can block. I just didn't know if he could take it to this to this level.
Touchdown! 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 Kansas City! And Charles finds the promised land for the fifth time in the game.
I tell you what, it's been an honor working with him. First and foremost, he's taken this game up to another level in many ways. Off the field, he studies. He brings a tremendous amount of professionalism to our room. I mean, while we're watching tape, he's communicating with the young guys about what he sees and how he studies and how he approaches. So all of those things combined with what he does physically on the field has made him even more better. What it has done is raised the bar for players like Nile. It's risen the bar for players like Cyrus. And so it's just been, it's been fun in our room, a lot of fun.
You're giving me chills because I remember what it was like when he came into the league and how far he's come and what you've done with him. I know he has a lot of God-given talent, but what about his toughness and how underrated is it?
It's very underrated. You know, here's a kid that weighs about 195 to 200 pounds max. And, I mean, he puts it on the line out there week in and week out. You know, I think a lot of people take for granted how well he does in pass protection. He steps up in that pocket and he takes on backers, you know, each and every week. He's not turning it down. Those are the things that stand out to me. Those are the things that gets me excited because I know what he can do when the ball is in his hands. But I measure guys by what can they do when the ball is not in their hands. And that has said a lot about who he has become so far this season.
I mean, you brought up Nile and Cyrus. Let me ask you about Nile. First of all, how close is he getting to a true vice president's role for Jamal the president?
You know what? A lot, actually. First and foremost, we sit and we talk throughout the whole entire practice. When Jamal is getting reps, I always talk about different scenarios of what's going on. I'll read in the play. All right, what's your thought process? Who you're reading? The thing that I appreciate, and I know he's come a long way, he's telling me what fronts we're seeing, and on top of that, how to read it, what to expect. And so that's been huge. And so when he does get in there, he has grown. He's shown tremendous growth. Trust me when I say this, he's coming a long way in a short period of time.
Final question deals with the Colts game this week. Let's just micro it down to this week. And your guys, your position group against this defense, what do you see?
You know what? I see a tremendous matchup. And I always talk about the backers and the safety. One thing, these guys, they're a physical group. You know, these guys get after it. One thing that I will say, this is a very, very sound defense. They play fast. They play hard. One thing that we got to do on our end, we got to make sure that we not take for granted how important it is to detail our work. We got to be precise in everything that we do because first and foremost, they're going to do a great job of executing their defense. We got to do a great job of executing what we do.
Stay right here, because when we return, we'll step away from the field to see how a number of Chiefs players were able to put smiles on the faces of some families in need this holiday season. Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. The legacy of the late Derek Thomas continues on in more ways than many realize. The beloved Chief had a heart for people, off the field, especially those who needed it the most. Now, the Derek Thomas Neil Smith Third and Long Foundation continues that spirit throughout the year, and it's a testament to what Derek wanted to do. Picking up where icons like Derek and Neil left off are the current Chiefs players, including Pro Bowl safety Eric Berry. They went out of their way to help others, especially those in need, during the holiday season. Let's look at what the organization was able to accomplish and how Eric Berry was able to make one fan's day truly special.
Today is one of the things that Jonathan Hayes and Derek started as far as feeding the needy people. And today the Chiefs, along with Red Coders, all different kind of volunteers, and we are feeding 1,750 people for Thanksgiving.
The Chiefs unite this community. On Sundays, we bring everyone together. Thanksgiving brings families together. So the combination of those two things, and then to have a player like Eric on his day off go out and actually impact a family that's in need, not only the opportunity to meet Eric and be able to spend some time with him, but also to provide a meal that'll provide them for Thanksgiving.
We just left the stadium, loading up trucks with Thanksgiving goodies, turkeys, eggs, bread, ham, all types of stuff. But right now we headed to see Ann Bishop, longtime Chiefs fan.
I grew up 30 miles from Topeka, and I guess that's when I started becoming a fan. Over the years, you know, it's been very important to me.
You know, she drove up to River Falls when training camp was up there.
We'd line up along the fence, and they would come by and sign autographs or let us take pictures. It was just a lot of fun. You had this connection with them, you know.
You know, we're just heading over here to give her some Thanksgiving goodies as well.
I know the Chiefs are good to a lot of organizations. That's so important, to think of other people, because the Little Sisters of the Poor really live on other people's generosity. Generous people like the Kansas City Chiefs that help us, you know, in one way or another. They've given us 24 turkeys every year. Those turkeys would feed a lot of people, and it's very important.
It's always cool to see everybody come together to do something good for a good cause. We had chemistry up there just the same way we got chemistry on the field.
They function well as a team. I think they love each other. At least that's what I see. And obviously they love the Little Sisters of the Poor. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? And then when we get inside, you know, you see Miss Ann sitting there with all her Chiefs gear.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, too.
Welcomed us with open arms, and she was just excited.
I was totally surprised, overwhelmed.
We got a bear.
Oh, bear. Cute.
You can sign that if you
Thank
want to.
You.
Custom jersey.
Oh, my goodness. Name and all. Does that make me an honorary chief?
If you want me, I would say so.
Thank you so much. You don't know how much I appreciate that.
Appreciate you. You know, it just felt like I had known her all my life. You know, that's just how welcoming she was. And I think it was just cool being able to spend a little time with her. You got to wear it on Sundays, too.
Okay.
Starting this Sunday.
All right, I will.
All right.
I promise.
But at the same time, I appreciated it, too.
I'm strong. I can make the team. I didn't expect all this attention today. Gosh. How tall are you?
6 feet, I say. Everybody say I'm not 6 feet, but I'm 6 feet.
Okay. I'm 4'10". I thought this was going to be like a 2-minute interview, and I would just tell you all what your generosity meant to us by giving us turkeys, and that would be the end of it. But it was so much more. So exciting. Made my day.
You can't really put it into words, but it's truly a special connection, I think so. Yeah, it was real cool.
Thanks for joining us on this week's show as the Chiefs get ready for the final regular season game at home this year against the Indianapolis Colts. It's interesting because you may see the Colts very soon in the postseason. Next week, the Chiefs close out the regular season against a hot team, the AFC West Chargers from San Diego. It could have all kinds of implications, and we'll get you ready right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs.
toss power trap.